I'm delighted because I've been making many calls to the Minister, Minister Stephen Donnelly, to intervene with the HSE, who implemented this recruitment embargo 9 months ago, which has had a significant effect on our local services here, both in the hospital and in the community, leading to large waiting lists, wait times in ED, people waiting to have their treatments and their therapies in mental health, and right across the board in terms of all of healthcare. So I'm delighted to hear that the CEO, Bernard Gloucester, has announced that the recruitment freeze is to end today, and that the Minister has invested further $1.5 billion into the HSE in order to ensure that this happens. So this will have a significant effect now, in that all of those vacant posts will now be able to be recruited for, and also that there's another $1.2 billion being invested permanently in the service to ensure that this doesn't happen again, and that there's an adequate amount of funding for the positions that we actually need. So I'm really, the only addendum I would like to add is that to ensure that we get our fair share across our region here, and that enough places are actually, that we do get enough positions recruited for.
Given that there is a serious cash injection going in here now, Councillor, with $1.5 billion going in this year, as you say, and that will be followed up with another $1.2 billion next year. As you mentioned, it is imperative that the North West is looked after now.
Absolutely, it's imperative, because I am aware from the CEO, Bernard Gloucester, has stated that there'll be a recruitment limits on regions and hospitals and community according to population and prioritisation. And I'd like to make sure that our region is prioritised, because we do have, in terms of population, we may not score high in that regard. However, in terms of prioritisation, we have a significant statistically increased elderly population, which demand more healthcare services. So I do believe that our region needs to be prioritised in terms of the division of funding. And there's also going to be 2,300 new development posts being available across the country, and I hope we get our fair share of these development posts. So I do hope that this region and our local services get its fair share of this significant injection of funding from the government, and that the HSE takes this on board and ensures that our services are adequately staffed, as it's very evident from recent audits that have been done on our services that there are significant deficits in terms of the delivery of services in all of our areas, in mental health, in the community and in the hospitals. So I hope to see that this injection of funding now does ease the pressures of staffing and ensures that we get a better service for our people here, and we deserve that, and we need our fair share.